This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's trending?
What's trending is presented by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu. Number one is, well, the Royals unfortunately have lost 4 in a row as they get set to take on the Tigers tonight. They lost 6-1 last night. This evening, good news pitching wise, even though that's not been the problem, is, well, Cole Reagans is on the mound, 2.28 ERA. Kansas City still struggling to get the offense going. We're going to talk more about that, including some other metrics to go along with it. But it's a 5:40 first pitch. Ferns on Deck show is at 4:30 this afternoon right here on 96.5 The Fan. Jackson Jobe, I believe, is the pitcher for the Tigers tonight. Right?
I'll give you some stats on why Cole Reagans has been so good in that spot. Ian Kraft, who works over the Royals, sent those out not that long ago. So we'll find out whether or not that makes you feel maybe a little bit better. Plus, I got a question I want to ask you, at least on something I think that's coming up because fans' unhappiness as it relates to the Royals right now is obviously they're not playing very good offensive baseball and losing. Next up on What's Trending, there's some rumors, including that from Matt Miller, draft expert over at ESPN, saying the Chiefs are looking to maybe trade up for a particular left tackle in the NFL draft 5 days from now. We'll see whether or not that comes to fruition. We'll talk more about that later in the show with Rob Collins. But rumors swirling. Chiefs may want to draft trade up. They do like to trade up more than most teams, let's admit. And in a year where seemingly every team wants to trade down, might be a little easier than normal, Golden. Maybe the price tag's a little bit less. Maybe the trade chart makes it look slightly more appealing. What do you think?
It's a chance. There's a chance of that. I still will be curious to see next week if we get some more rumors that involve trades. We're going to talk about it in a second. It's been very quiet on the trade, not just with the Chiefs, like in the entire NFL right now, but we're inside of a week of the draft, so that could change. Elsewhere, what's trending? A couple updates on soccer, MLS action. Tomorrow, Sporting Kansas City taking on San Jose. The KC Current at home at CPKC Stadium tomorrow against the Houston Dash a little after 6 o'clock. So when that one's going to start. In the 1 o'clock hour today, we will have 4 two-packs of SRO tickets to give away. So be listening in the 1 o'clock hour if you want some tickets to go see the KC Current, who are undefeated, playing some great soccer to start the season.
I mean, nice to be undefeated. Sporting still obviously struggling a little bit, but at least one of the soccer clubs in town is dominating. Certainly KC Current, one of the two best teams in the league, pretty obviously. The Orlando Pride being the other undefeated team. They don't play each other till August. I looked it up the other day. I was excited about the possibility. I'm like, ooh, man, I hope they play each other in a couple of weeks. They did not. Lastly on What's Trending, don't forget our Cody and Gold road trip coming up on Saturday, May 3rd. We're heading down to Springfield to watch our guy Cags, who is on a bit of a slump, but that's okay. That means he's more likely to be in AA based on what we've been offering. $10 tickets at 96.5thefan.com. You can purchase us right through the website there in Springfield, Missouri. If you're interested in matching us in some of the shirts, those are available via separate links. So if you've already ordered your tickets but need the link for the t-shirts, text in 913-586-7965. If you haven't purchased those and you're looking at the tickets, just let us know. Those shirts, I think we pointed this out, Gold, the people going down there. Not promising that there won't be a shirt down the road that you may be available for purchase, but the Cags shirt in the royal blue and the Royal Cursive Font. We're doing those right now for the people who are going to come down there and join us. So if you need us, let them know. We already have, including us, 95 people going on this road trip. I'm now shooting for, like, let's see if we can get 150. It's going to be a great time down there. We're going to meet Harbells beforehand. I imagine we will find a local watering hole, as I said, afterward. We'll have a great time at the game. Hope as many of you can make it as possible. Make it a day trip if you want, right? You don't have to stay the night like we are, but make it a day trip.
Yeah, it'll be a ton of fun. Hope to see a lot of you. We already know we're going to see a lot of you. Hope to see even more of you. Join us in Springfield. We're also about 50 minutes away from a Fan Club Friday here on 96.5. The Fan, Rob Collins, sports director over at Fox 4, going to join us in studio. We'll have to catch up with him. It's been a bit since we had him in studio. We'll talk NFL draft. We'll talk some Royals baseball. We'll also get into some golf. His thoughts on Drew's Corn Ferry Tour qualifier that's coming up in a couple of weeks.
See what he thinks he'd shoot at Augusta.
And yesterday, when we were joking with Nate Taylor, we're gonna talk chips. And so we'll do fun discussion around chips in the draft. We'll explain that in more detail coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. But let's talk about this Royals team. 10 left on base yesterday. 10 left on base, 1 for 12 runners in scoring position. So yes, it's the offense again, but it was a different way. They actually got some guys on base, but they never could get them home. I told you the most frustrating moment of the game last night, and I'm sure a lot of you would agree. Bases loaded, one out, Drew Waters with an abysmal plate appearance. Then Kyle Isbell, first pitch swings, pops it up. And we had Jake Eisenberg on the show earlier, and he mentioned how they're putting the ball in play. They're not, you know, the strikeout numbers across the first 20 have not been terrible. The problem is their pop-up percentage, right? Like, it is higher than just about anybody in baseball right now. And so it's a lot of pop-ups. You're not even getting a chance at sac flies or anything like that. And that's why you get 10 left on base and you're 1 for 12 with runners in scoring position. And now it sets up the rest of the weekend. We said that at bare minimum, you had a split at bare minimum. Not that you'd feel great, but
now it's really hard. You got to win
two out of the next three. And it almost feels like tonight and tomorrow, because not that baseball can't baseball, but one of the best pitchers and certainly the Cy Young Award winner last year for the Detroit Tigers is pitching against you on Sunday. So it feels like tonight and tomorrow.
Look, Cole Reagans, and I give a credit to Ian Kraft, they're now on a 4-game losing streak. After a loss, Cole Reagans for the Royals is 9-5 with a 2.19 ERA. So I feel pretty good about that. 17 quality starts in 26 games following a Royals loss. He's had to pitch a few of those overall. So my hope is that he is able to do that. But, like, look, I can't come in here and tell you to feel good about it. I'll say, Gold, that for the most part, yesterday was better than it was before. I know that sounds stupid, but before they weren't even getting guys on base. At least in the hypothetical scenario last night, there were people to leave stranded before they weren't even doing that. So if you just want to, like, be slightly Mr. Positive, at least that's some version of it. Here's what I'm going to ask, because I think what happens right now is, like, I don't want everyone to just turn, like, fully negative and just turn on the team. I don't think that's helpful. And I also think it's too early to do that, even though they are clearly in a slump. And I think part of that is it's hard because we all knew they did not get enough offense in the offseason. They did not resolve corner outfield, which we all called their biggest glaring weakness going into the season. And now it's looking bleak. Well, let me ask you a question, because people are down on Jonathan India right now because he's off to a bad start. If you could reverse the trade right now, would you? Like, so if you could just say, give me Brady Singer back. They'll let you do it right now. Mm-hmm. Hand of God, trade you right now, straight up. Jonathan India and Brady Singer, flip him back. Would you do it?
Because
I'm about to say, I wouldn't.
No, absolutely not. No, because starting pitching has not been the issue. Chris Bubich has pitched very well, and he's in that exact spot that Brady Singer occupied. Now, Brady Singer's off to a nice start with Cincinnati. This is not about what he's doing. But if you think the offense is the issue, and it obviously is, reversing the trade would not put you in a better spot. Now, if you want to argue that they should have packaged Brady and another player to go get a different bat, well, we can always go through hypothetical situations, right? We've talked about it. We know the Royals looked at other names. I looked at Anthony Santander. Not only did the Blue Jays give him 2 extra years for some reason, but it's not exactly, I know he's hitting better than what they've had, but he's hitting like 217. So it's not exactly like he's lighting the world on fire. Profar got PED'd.
The guys they could have gone outside would not have been better.
But I don't believe, well, Jonathan India has not looked like the player we thought they were acquiring 20 games into the season. Reversing the trade would not make this offense any better and make it worse. Yes, believe it or not, worse than what they are. And there's like one spot worse.
But wait, he's hitting 190.
One spot worse.
Well, I mean, they get when 70% of your lineups hitting sub 205. Yeah.
But right now, I agree, I get why people are looking at the offseason plan and say, right now, it looks like it's going to backfire on them. Now, I can't say it enough. It's 20 games in the season, but that can only be said for what? Another couple weeks, another 3 weeks. After that, it becomes a little bit more of reality. Right now, it is a 20 game sample size. When that thing becomes 40, or more, then it's going to be very difficult to not say that is who they are.
Yeah, once we reach the quarter pole, I want to get to the first full month.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Like, I mean, I'd like to get through April before I make my definitive things. Look, I don't have any disillusion about who they were. You and I both agreed that part of the reason they went after India was that they didn't have enough guys who got on base. I also think that that's what makes their slumps worse. The fact that 70, like a huge chunk of their lineup has never been particularly good at getting on base probably makes the slumps harder because people aren't on there. You can't even get a bloop single. You can't find a way to manufacture runs. And right now, it is Bobby Witt Jr.'s back must hurt. I mean, it must be sore from trying to carry the entirety of the offense because his numbers are so good and nobody else is hitting.
His job's 100 times harder right now because if you're pitching, if you're the Tigers tonight and you're Job and you're pitching against the Royals, you're not giving Bobby anything. Nobody's getting on base in front of him, and you're not worried about what you're getting behind him from Vinny and Salvi right now. So you're not getting anything. Your job is much tougher at the plate right now if you're Bobby Witt Jr.
Can I say that I've seen this is another one I've seen, and like this is one I don't think of like I'm not gonna be like I can't believe you'd even think this. I just don't disagree with this. I just disagree with the sentiment. I've seen some people say, "Hey, the India problem is because he's not playing second base. He's out of his natural position, therefore uncomfortable." And he's not playing his typical position. He's still getting on base at 303, even though he's hitting 185. So his walk rate is actually where it should be. He's just not getting hits. I gotta be honest, man. He played third all in college. I know he's playing some left field too. I just don't think that's it.
It's definitely
I think
a
he's
theory.
Just not hitting. I don't think that's the issue for why he's not hitting. I could be wrong on that, admittedly, but like I guess that's not my concern. I don't think if they just switch him to second, he'd be fine.
Yeah, it's a theory, that's for sure. Yeah. And you know, I don't think you or I definitively can say it's not part of it or it is part of it. I would be surprised if that's the biggest reason why he hasn't got hits. Like I don't think that's the biggest reason. And the fix wouldn't be if you told me that he would have started at second base on opening day since with Jonathan India be hitting way better. I think that's grasping at straws because look, we're all looking for answers right now because the offense has been abysmal. So I get it. So when whether it's the NFL, whether it's right now with the Royals and Major League Baseball, when you have a team underperforming offensively and one of the worst offenses in baseball, you're going to throw out everything and just try to figure out what the hell's going on from a fan perspective. And that's where we're at.
A random lineup situation, but for the most part.
I mean, last night's lineup didn't have Melendez or Renfro in it. For those of you that obviously want them out of the lineup, they didn't. That was based on the current roster. That was probably your lineup you wanted.
My problem is that I want Canna called back up, and I want a different outfielder that's not a basis stealing guy. I don't want Tolbert or Blanco.
I think both will happen.
I want a guy who will play so when I take MJ Melendez or Renfro out of the lineup, which I think they got to do a lot more often. That there's a person who is a qualified outfielder who might run into a hit.
Yeah, my guess is this weekend, tomorrow, potentially, as early as that. Yeah, Cannon gets up, Waters goes down, Tolbert goes down, and hopefully they bring up John Rave. But let's be clear, John Rave's not some savior.
Okay. No, you hope to get replacement level play out of him. Mm-hmm. You want to be the truth? I'd kill for some replacement level play right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
But again, at the hands of sending down Tolbert or Waters, not at go ahead and go ahead and be done with both your starting left and starting right fielder that from 20 days ago or for 20 games ago.
I will say the plan of, we went for the Estevez guy. We didn't go for the corner outfielder.
Yeah, doesn't look
you
great
should have
right
paid
now.
For an outfielder. Doesn't look like, great I right mean, now. Let's just be honest. You should have traded for an outfielder, paid for one. I think it's fairly safe to say now, even 3 weeks into the season, you do not have enough in the outfield. The Renfro, Isbell, Melendez plan was one that was going to, it's backfiring. It's backfiring in a big way for the most part. And I think I don't even think that that's up for debate anymore.
Yeah, it's pretty clear 20 games into the 2025 season. We mentioned trade rumors out there in the NFL. Matt Miller at ESPN said that the rumor he's hearing is that the Chiefs would be interested in trading in front of the Rams. And you start looking at where that puts them. It's that 24 spot with the Vikings that's been rumored for about a week now. It's potentially the Packers slot, which is right around there as well. The Packers are the host of the draft. And so know, they could move back to 31 and still pick in the first round. But we had that whole scenario in 2023 here where it's like, hey, it's a home team that not want that stage on opening night. Silly as it sounds, there's owners that, and they're a different ownership situation in Green Bay. It's not the same as every other team in the league. But are we going to get a trade in the first round before the draft? We on draft night, we're going to get a trade. Like, it's a given. There will be, I can promise you, a trade during the first round.
Yeah.
The question is, are we going to get the pre-first round trade? And the way for that normally to happen is if you have a team that really wants to move up multiple spots for a quarterback, and there's clearly a lot of indecisiveness from...
And unknowns, like Rodgers.
The Giants and the Saints on what they want to do maybe at quarterback, and that's why I think we might have to wait till the night of the draft when we're at the landing in Liberty next Thursday.
Is there a chance that like we're about to have one of the wildest first rounds of trades ever? Because this is the latest ever that there haven't been a first round trade in a really long time. We are 5 days away from the NFL, 6 days away from the NFL draft. And there has not been every single, all 32 teams, Gold, possess a first round pick. Do you know how crazy that is? Normally by now, the Chiefs trade one away for Orlando Brown Jr. The who cares, man? I mean, just like you traded one away 2 years ago or, however it works out. The idea that everyone still possesses a pick is crazy. So like I'm either figuring nobody did this because of what we talked about, the depth of the draft.
It's starter draft, not a starter.
Yeah, nobody wants to trade into the top seven where typically you start making some of those moves because it's not a good year. Here's the truth. It's not a good year to be in the top 10. It's a fine year to be at 31. It's a fine year to be at 25. You're not getting some significant drop-off in talent from 15 to 41, according to all the draft experts. Hell, Brett Veach pretty much said as much. So, like, maybe... So, it's either going to be, like, everyone's trading because, like, they just decide on their guy, the guy that they're convinced should be a first-round pick, even though everyone else puts him in the wash, or we're about to have the least exciting trade draft ever. And everyone just sits at their pick and makes them. I guess, which way do you guys think it's going to go at this point? My guess is that maybe it's just boring.
I'm
there's no quarterbacks worthy of like making crazy stuff for. I think it's going to be kind of a boring as far as trade goes.
I was going to say, does that make it boring though? But I think that I'm leaning more towards you for sure, Cody, because it's who are you trading up for unless for some reason you are super duper high on Luther Burden more than anybody else in the mock. Thinks he's going to go again. We had Matt Miller on. He thinks he's going to be the best wide receiver in the class, I think is what he said, or he ranks him
he
as the best
wide receiver
in the class.
He thinks he's the number one wide receiver in the class.
So, yeah. I mean, does somebody jump the gun because they like that, or does Simmons fall a little bit so much so the Chiefs or somebody else who really needs a tackle takes him? I think we're more in for maybe a surprise pick than we are a trade.
Yeah, like somebody that you're like, well, we're always, you took him?
I think we're always in store more for a surprise pick than a trade. I mean, the surprise picks, the reason why we categorize them surprises only because of the mock draft experts tell us it's a surprise. I mean, let's be real. Like,
yeah,
it's funny how we all view that. We're like, oh, it's a surprise. It's a surprise because every mock draft expert was wrong. Was it a surprise to the teams?
I mean,
I always wonder that.
I mean, I'm talking like Loveland goes ahead of Warren,
or
Jinty gets taken after Amari and Hampton, or you know something along those lines, or somebody takes a quarterback that we weren't expecting to take a quarterback in the first round, anyways, and it just you're kind of dumbfounded by it. I think that
the quarterbacks are going to be the tough part to fit. Is that just like knowing where Jackson Dart, Jalen Milroe. Show I've seen, I guess. Is that how his name's pronounced?
Show, yes.
Show, I thought so. I care less about the quarterbacks in the draft, honestly, because I know the Chiefs are never going to take him. I'm not going to do a bunch of research on Tyler Show other than he's 47 years old. He's probably got a wife and seven kids.
I also don't buy...
I don't like the old quarterbacks in the draft, in case you guys didn't know. Ageism.
I don't buy him being better than Quinn Ewers, I'll be honest.
There's some people who really like him, man.
There was one throw in the combine. I don't know what the hell he was doing. There's also some plays in college where you're just like you see plays that he made at Louisville or even at Texas Tech, and you're like, yes, that's the guy that could be really good. But then you see other plays, you're like, what in the world was that guy thinking?
I mean,
I think it's hard to, you know.
Yeah, I think we'll still have trades. Play. Once we get closer, over-under trades will be set. And so you'll actually be able to bet on it too when we get closer to the draft. That there will be trades, but yeah, I don't think this will go down as the most trades in the last decade or something like that. But the reason why we don't have them before, I think, is just the quarterback situations.
Does it feel like an unusually low year for teams who need a quarterback for you guys too?
Yes.
Like there's only like three or four that I'm like have to do it. like, better do something at quarterback.
Who would those
and
be?
One of those would be eliminated if the Steelers signed Aaron Rodgers.
So Titans, Steelers.
Titans have to.
Giants kind of already have a quarterback situation.
Giants don't
so
have
they're
to.
Fine.
I wouldn't say it's a bad idea, but they don't have to.
Jets don't have to.
Don't have to. Browns have to, in my opinion. Okay. Take somebody.
So that's three.
That's it, I think.
Saints with Derek Carr situation?
Okay.
I think they will.
I'm team burn it down for the Saints, so they'd probably be off my list. So
three or four teams.
Yeah. I wouldn't feel pressured if I were the Saints, like if you take one to the third, whatever, but...
It's a bad year to be a quarterback, too, coming out of the draft, because teams, for that same reason, Cody, don't necessarily need one. Like, even if you're...
But here's the thing. If it was a great year for quarterbacks, I think those teams would have just made different decisions. I think that the Giants would have never wasted their time mm-hmm. doing Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston. If it was a loaded quarterback draft, they'd have just stuck at three, taking their dude, or trading up to two and taking their dude.
Well, that was also why Quinn Ewers declaring... We were, when it first happened, we're like, man, I don't know if you should do that. Like, take your money. He's going to get picked in the third round. He can make more money in NIL.
Correct.
Somewhere, even if it wasn't at Texas.
Him and Milroe, both.
He could have
gone.
He could
be the Tennessee quarterback right now for more
exactly.
money.
Exactly. Even if it wasn't at Texas, him or Milroe could have gone somewhere else, still made more money than where they're than likely right. what they're going to make at the spot that they're selected in, which is like second or third round.
I agree. Yeah, same thing applies with Jalen Milroe. You know, unless you're going to be a top 20 pick or something like that, if you're a mid-round pick, you're going to be on the bench for a couple years in the NFL, not making much money, and you could have stuck around one more year in college and made $1.5 to $2 million.
That's something that Veach mentioned, too, is NIL is changing the way, not that they're drafting, but it's changing how the draft is in terms of youth. You're getting guys that are more experienced, who are older, maybe more ready to play, less projects. NIL is changing things up a little bit in regards to the player output, if you will, in the draft.
I just saw this quote come out, and this is a real quote from Rob Manfred. And you know, I've been pretty good about
Rob Manfred.
I've been pretty good about not being overly critical of Rob Manfred, but this is an egregious statement of people attending your game. All right, so there's a New York Times piece or an LA Times piece, sorry. People complaining Dodgers prices are too high. Like, hey man, you're pricing out the regular fan. We can't go watch our team. We've heard this before. Rob Manfred, when asked if local fans consider the Dodgers prices too high, suggested there were cost effective alternatives to enjoying the Dodgers. Quote, one of the leading in terms of thinking about affordability has always been the other Los Angeles team, says Manfred. His suggestion for affording a Dodgers ticket is just go watch the Angels?
Yo, what if I don't like the Angels? That's crazy.
Wild. Sorry you can't go to the Dodgers game. Go watch the other bad team is quite the suggestion. That's not even how fandom works in his sport. What do you think, man? Hey, Gold, if you think the Royals tickets are getting too pricey, go check out, in our case, go check out the Springfield Cardinals. Like, could you imagine telling a Cardinals fan just go check out the Royals, or a Royals fan go check out the Cardinals if you fear your prices have gotten too high locally? I understand it's in the
is
same
that a
market.
Real quote?
I'm looking at the article
fans, sorry,
on the LA Times website.
It's a real quote that he gave?
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
It is a quote from the LA Times. Jeez. A real newspaper.
It's hard to use the NFL example because the Chargers and Rams are both pretty solid. They're both pretty good, and the New York teams both stink. But essentially, it'd be like, hey, when the Jets had Mark Sanchez and the Giants, or when the Giants were good and the Jets stunk, you know, if you're mad at the Giants tickets being high, go watch the Jets play.
Now, I do think Rob Manfred has a point in, I'm reading more of the article, in one point where he said, look, if it was truly not affordable, then we would start seeing ticket sales in that same market decline, and they're not. So in fact, people don't want to hear that, but like, if
not
people
affordable
are,
for if, everyone, if people he's are saying bu- there's a demand, supply demand.
But
is
if
he's
people
claiming.
Are buying the tickets, then what? I mean, it is what it is. This is kind of the reality of the situation. Now, if the tickets are outrageously priced and nobody's going, then they're not affordable.
Well, that might be like
they're not overpriced. I should say. I mean, they're not affordable for everybody. But you know what I'm saying?
Like,
I think it's not a supply demand issue. They're obviously good there. I'm saying like there is a part of sports, and like this happens with the Chiefs and a lot of other people too. It stinks when the affordability is just completely lost on anybody. Like, you can't even, like, make it a, I'm going to save up this one time this one year and go to a game and I can't even afford it. You know, like, when you start getting to that price point, I do think it kind of stinks. Not secondary market or anything in between. Yeah, like, can I not plan out and buy a ticket through your website a year in advance and be able to afford it? not even like the secondary market where you and I know the prices can get like kind of ludicrous when the tickets get.
Look, and I haven't got on the Dodgers. I don't know what it, pick a random day. I have no idea what it costs to go to a Dodgers game. Like if you were to go and just pick a random Dodgers game, what's the cheapest price to get on the ball? Remember, it's LA, so everything's going to be higher than it is in Kansas City. We just know that. Like they're playing the Marlins, which would be like one of the, you know, one
I mean,
of
that
the,
is legitimately maybe the cheapest ticket you can get.
And it's a, this is a Tuesday night. Let me pull it up. It's a Tuesday
night against the Marlins.
The Marlins in
not
a couple
any cheaper
weeks
than that.
At Dodger Stadium. Two tickets just to get in the door. Let's see. What's your guys' guess? What do you think it runs? I'm not talking about good seats, that's right. Just to get in the door.
80? I mean, now that he's talking about affordability.
I don't think it's 80. I don't think.
Total?
I'm just questioning.
No, per ticket. Per
he's
ticket.
Talking affordability.
Two tickets
I didn't
per
know how
ticket.
Bad it was.
Here we go.
65.
Two tickets section. Let's just get.
With no seats?
Me, kick me back. Come on.
No, real seats.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm not talking about SRO. I'm talking about actual seats. Let's see. Well, those are the most expensive when we get to the. It looks like they start at 45.
Okay.
From what I can see.
For the worst ticket in the place?
Well, available ticket. I mean, there's some that are, they sell all, they have way more season ticket holders, so there's not as many everyday tickets. But this is upstairs, you know, upstairs, down the third baseline, two tickets. Let's just click. $47.60 a piece.
Plus fees, plus parking. I mean, it's a...
Well, that's just, I mean, some of this is just the reality.
I didn't realize either. Sorry, I got down a rabbit hole. My bad.
All right, up next, we'll get to the random question of the day, and then we'll discuss where things stand for yardage projections with two wide receivers on the Chiefs.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Back here on Cody and Gold, talking to our guy C-Dot a little bit about the Royals. He's coming up after us at 2 o'clock. We're about 25 minutes away from Fan Club Friday. Rob Collins, Fox 4, stopping by. We're having the same frustrating conversation that we've been having on the show, that you guys have been having, I'm sure, with your buddies about the Royals offense. What we would do. Everybody's on two different sides. side of, hey, it's 20 games in, deep breaths. The other side is, no, they're screwed already. It's over. I mean, there's different factions of the fan base. This is how fans fan.
Yeah.
One way or the other.
And look, it's okay. I told you, the Tigers series was a real barometer for me. Go 2-2, and I'm about neutral where I was. Win 3 out of 4, I'm feeling really good. Win 4 out of 4, it's already dead. I'm like right back in, and then lose all 4, and I will join you panic.
Well, especially when the Rockies.
Panic Monday morning if you get swept by the Detroit Tigers.
Yeah, and let take it a step further too, Cody. I mean, even if it's not at that point, if the Rockies were to come into Kauffman early next week, and you still can't get anything going against that team. Then yeah.
If you need if you need a baseball palate cleanser, you can go watch the team in Arkansas. I don't know what the record is. Is it better?
I don't think that's gonna do what you think it's gonna.
Is that what Rob Manfred would say?
Hey, at least you're still watching a team in the same organization.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
No, it's gotta count for something. We got 100 people coming down to Springfield to watch Caglione play. He's cooled off, but I can feel it. Hot streak's coming for Cag starting tonight, and the Royals. Right. I'm just gonna bet the Royals on the money line tonight. Put some cash on it.
Oh yeah,
you guys wanna bet like $100 of show money on the Royals to win tonight?
I'm good.
I don't think so.
Come on, what up? They gotta be plus money right now based on the way they're playing. Even with Cole Reagan's on the mound.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
I'd rather bet Cole Reagan's strikeout total than bet the Royals to win.
Yeah, that thing's been inflated now quite a bit.
Funny enough, I think I'd rather bet the Royals to win. I'm getting better money.
Yeah, but we okay.
You're just saying the strikeout total is more likely.
Yes.
The Royals are actually favorites tonight.
What?
Minus 142. It's because of Reagan's.
Minus 142?
What is Reagan's over under?
Strikeouts?
Yes.
Pitcher props on FanDuel. Cole Reagan, 7.5 over under.
Alt line, 9+.
That would pay out plus 168.
There you go.
I was looking at a different side. Nine is a lot of strikeouts. I could see plus 170. Let's go 10. He's gotten 10 four straight starts, plus 310. You know? Doesn't he have 10 in 3 straight or 4 straight starts?
3, I think.
He's been on a heater for sure.
Yeah.
Man, that's when you want to know when the panic really is, like you think it's happening. Eventually, if there is a stretch where the starting pitching comes back down to earth at all, and the like that's right now, you at least have like, oh, well, at least the pitching.
Oh, God, then it'll be real ugly.
Well, that's what you got to hope the offense can turn around before that happens at some point. Because there will be a stretch where you'll have one turn through the rotation where it's not going to be all-star level stuff, which is what you've seen from multiple guys.
An A16 sucks so bad, we might need a song.
I worked on it. I didn't have a song.
I'm actually stunned Cody did not have a song today. Stunned.
I had a meeting at my kid's school. Then she had her like showcase night.
Oh, you're putting your family before the Royals.
Night. Then we had dance. You just want to know the truth? I didn't have enough time yesterday.
You thought about it, though, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, you did.
I have decided. Here, I'll make you a deal. Like, if they lose 2 out of 3 of the weekend, I'll come with an offer. Or if they continue to play bad offense, I'll come with a song on Monday. I will find time.
More reason to root for the offense to pick it up this weekend. More reason for the offense to get going.
Hang on. So. Are we going to have to... never mind. I'll offer a conversation with you about the song.
Oh, okay. I know. He can still do it for his song.
Are you sure?
I know what you're talking about. If you guys have noticed, our bumper music's been different.
Oh.
I want to make sure
we're not allowed to play certain unlicensed music.
Can I ask, not a question about it. Can I ask if we're allowed to do something? Because I don't, nobody likes Muzak elevator music coming back from break. But as you can understand, there's some legal reasons why we're not doing that. If local musicians send in their music that isn't belonging to a label, can we just play that instead?
Correct. We could.
So calling all local musicians, 913-586-7965.
Send
an email to drew.nixon@odyssey.com. You got a song that's not owned by somebody?
Yeah, we can't.
And you just want your local band played? Send us some music, because at the very least, I'd love to support local artists.
Yeah.
To, you know, like, rather than, I don't know, whatever this, like, you know,
random
stuff.
Music.
So if you're a local artist and you've never had your song played on the radio, congratulations.
If you have the instrumental version too, it'd be better.
Yeah, it probably needs to be
or the edited version, if we're being honest.
Yes, of course.
If the lyrics are cool, we'll be fine. We got to listen to it anyway.
Text line says, blame your boss.
But if you want,
has nothing to do with that.
But, you know, like, let's...
You guys decide. It's either Drew's fault or Speck's fault. It's one of the two, you know? You choose. You guys can choose who you want to be upset with. Drew or the boss?
Look, technically, the reason we can't do it is because of the stream. It's not because of anything else. It's literally because of...
YouTube has restrictions. Let's leave it at that. YouTube has restrictions with the video stream.
So
the music
these
play.
Local rappers are about to send their whole mixtape to
there
Drew.
You go, Drew.
Yeah.
Someone says, how about you pay the local musicians? How much do you guys need? Like $5? $10?
I will,
do we need? Like, what would you get for a spin on Spotify?
Someone says, why don't you guys ask the old number fives? They're great, but that's a morning show thing. They got a relationship already. We're not going to step on their toes.
And I don't want them to be every song. I'd like to mix it up. I'd like a variety of styles.
I wish this came up last segment.
Maybe you're a garage band trying to get started.
I wish this came up last segment because I would have beatboxed my way into you guys doing this
you
segment.
You still can later.
Yeah, but that's the fan club. It's the fan club.
That's okay. That's okay. I mean, you could beatbox right now, Drew. Put a track down and we'll play it.
We're going to actually, if they don't give us new music soon, we're just going to start coming back with my songs for every commercial break.
I can make one promise. That will not happen. That will not happen.
I will mute the computer.
So if you local artists don't want to help us out, prepare yourself for the suckiest from Ben Roethlisberger coming back from every break.
Let's get Kadarius Toney's songs on the show. We can have him make them for us. You know, he's got free time.
I just mean this for, you know, like you're a 17-year-old kid in a high school band and you're like, I don't know if I'm going to make a career out of this or not, but let's, you know, let's get some stuff. So Cody is to blame. No, he said it can only be Drew or me. Don't put this on me. I had nothing to do with this.
Yeah, it's Drew's fault or it's Speck's fault. You guys decide. Pick a side. Team Drew, Team Speck.
Actually,
you're not really team either at that point.
For either, but just choose the person you believe is the problem. You know? Whoever created this issue for us, because it does exist. Let's talk about the Chiefs for just a minute. Rob Collins is going to join us in about 15 minutes. We can get to a random question of the day here in just a few minutes as well. But just knowing that Rashee Rice might be suspended, and we don't know how many games. Could be two, could be six, could be zero, based on the fact that he hasn't been suspended yet. Who do you honestly think finishes with more yards next year, Xavier Worthy or Rashee Rice? Because I'm closer than I've ever been to saying Xavier Worthy. Some of it is admittedly an unknown suspension number, and some of it is that I saw Xavier Worthy grow tremendously, so I got to figure out who's going to be the bigger weapon. Target number will always be Rice. I don't think there's any way to argue that. If you think it's going to be Worthy, you have to say that you think that the deep passing game is back.
That's the only way I see
it. It's back in a big way, because otherwise it doesn't make sense.
That's the only way I see it. I would still answer Rashee Rice. Even if you told me he got suspended two games, I would say my answer is Rice. Because of the targets, look how good he looked before the injury in week four last year against the Chargers. ACL injuries, it's a question mark, but more and more now, especially when you're as young as he is, you come back and usually you are very similar. Now, sometimes it does take a year after the ACL where you're fully back, but I think if we're just talking plain yardage, not you know necessarily yards per catch, not talking touchdowns, because Worthy could end up having more of those, actually, if you think he's going to connect on some of the deep passes, too. I think I would go Rashee Rice still on that answer, just from a pure yardage. Let's say, could Rice be a 1250, 1150, and Worthy could have a great season and be a 900-yard guy, and that'd be a really good season.
And we wouldn't complain.
You know, the offense, you know, the question we don't have the answer to is still, what is the difference? If they go and get an explosive running back, what does that do for the passing game? If Jalen Moore is an upgrade at left tackle, what does that do for the timing of the offense? Is Kelce going to have a different role? Or are they going to try to use him the same way?
All that is going to
change. And someone says Rice didn't tear his ACL. It was a serious knee injury.
It was a serious knee injury. He avoided that, I think, for whatever reason, but it's not like it went great overall. And he is coming off of a serious knee injury and a potential suspension.
PLC injury.
Or PLC, PCL?
Well, this says I thought it was a PCL. This says PLC.
I've torn a PCL. Is there a PLC? Is that a different one in
reading,
there?
I'm reading Google.
This feels like a typo.
This is Google's. This is me reading off of Google. I've also heard of a PCL, but Arrowhead Pride's article says PLC as well.
Okay. The other day, I officially turned off the
lateral corner.
Anytime now, I turned it off the other day. I couldn't take it anymore. That Google AI might have the accuracy of like a person throwing a dart blind after 10 Miller Lights. The accuracy on it, the first turn up is so low. I feel like I'm not willing to do it. So not willing to shift fully there yet. I think it might actually be really close.
What yardage number gets it done?
I think 1,100, 1,150. Because I think what's going to end up happening is it's going to be like 1,100, 1,000, and 900. Between Xavier Worthy, Rashee Rice, and Travis Kelce, and I'm not sure which is where. But I think by the time this shakes out, Travis Kelce's target number finally gets pulled back a little bit. And then everybody is kind of in a similar-ish area. The guy who has the best chance to go 1,200, 1,300, 1,400 yards is still Rice. That's why it's probably supposed to be your answer, is that it's probably him. But if he misses four games, you don't think that Rice leads the team in receiving, do you?
No,
do you
it has to be a two-game. It has to be a two-game suspension or less. In that scenario, I think it's probably still going to be Kelce. Travis Kelce. Yeah.
It's hard, man. They love giving him targets. There's no sign or indication that they're going to lower this thing. The question for him is whether or not this like best shape of your life stuff he's talking in the offseason is going to play a factor for his ability. Like, look, I mean, in the playoff, he didn't play fast anymore. He is still good at getting open. He still makes, he is still a productive player. I don't think there's any argument there. I just wonder whether or not, you know, he's got one more big receiving year left in it, or do they need to start making the transition to we feed Rice and Worthy more, and we figure it out from there. I will say, when Rice was healthy, they had already shifted to Rashee Rice was taking some of those Travis Kelce routes. Like they had
yeah,
already,
the underneath stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, they had already begun a beginning part of that transition. So the injury / suspension part will obviously play a factor in whether or not we believe that.
Random question.
For you, Gold, for you, Drew, over in the text line, 913-586-7965. Of course, the random question of the day is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Results every week, then receive free support for life online at awaken180weightloss.com. Earlier today, you had mentioned, we were talking a little bit about the Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes restaurant, right?
1587 Prime.
So I got a question as it relates to me as we were talking about the restaurant, because now I'm curious.
Oh, boy.
So I get emails because I don't know, I just never, like, I think I unsubscribe, and you know how, like, sometimes you unsubscribe from something and then after, like, 3 years, it just, like, they just start showing back up in your inbox?
Right. Yes.
So LinkedIn, they'll still send you the emails, and because...
Are you actively searching?
I'm not, but because our job list hosts, I get a lot of restaurant work suggested to me.
Same.
Yep. So
same.
I get a lot of restaurant work suggested to me. Turns out one of the jobs that's being suggested to me is bar manager at 1587 Prime at their new location. The random question I have for you today is, do you think I could get an interview?
No, stop.
If I applied,
stop.
I have been a bar manager that is on my resume.
I think you could.
At a nice restaurant. Do you think if I applied to be the bar manager at 1587 Prime, I could get an interview? Not the job.
Yes.
I'm not asking if I could get the job. I'm asking you if they'd let me show up to apply, you know?
Like you have a large gap in your resume from working in the industry. That's a problem.
Like a decade.
Yeah, that's a problem.
You know?
That's a problem. You're not getting the call
too
back.
Too far?
Yeah, you're not getting the call back. This is going to be a very high-end restaurant. They're going to have people from L.A. and Chicago and Vegas applying to maybe even move to run this restaurant. Bar manager, executive chef, operations manager. It may not be necessarily people.
Let's hear to some of the duties and functions before we make any kind of determination. Overall responsibility and awareness of beverage cost. I handled that at Webster House.
You haven't handled our money well on our show fund, so I don't know.
But I was in charge. I did a good job there. I met all my margins. I got a bonus for my margins when I was at Webster House, so I did a nice job there. Awareness of breaks and overtime. I don't think that really matters. Nobody really takes those in restaurants, so we'll just ignore that part.
So you're gonna be bad boss to your employees.
I've worked in restaurants. For a long time, I don't remember anyone actually. Like, I mean, you try to get them breaks, but these are not promised in the industry. I just don't know what to tell you. Oversee preparation of cocktails, making sure the right measurements and ingredients are being used. I make cocktails sometimes for a fan club. So I've stayed in practice.
Yeah.
I used to make the cocktail list at, you know, there. So maybe. What do we think?
I think
you could.
I think I could get an interview.
Maybe. I think the gap in the resume is going to be a problem for them.
That might be the first question they ask.
Why did you take people take time?
You
off
got out of the industry, restaurant industry for 10 years. Things maybe have changed that you don't recognize in the industry.
They might ask why, you know, I'm trying to get back in the game for sure. It says I will have to report directly to the general manager. And I'll be honest, and this is a moment of self-reflection. I'm not great. I don't do great with supervisors. Gold will admit this.
By the way, never say that in a job interview. That's a terrible thing to say.
Well, sure, but they're not listening right now. But like, Gold, like, I wouldn't call myself full anti-authority, but I will say that I give management pushback. More than maybe I should and just generally in my working life.
You can flip on that and say that it's because I'm passionate about the work that I do. If there's something that I think I could that could be useful, then I'm going to bring it up.
Someone said they might like that your last name is Tap. Maybe they think that that'll be fun.
This isn't a brewery he's trying to get a job at. This is 1587 Pride. This is a very high-end restaurant that they're building.
It says perform monthly inventory. I used to do that. I have never scheduled anybody. It does say schedule for bartenders and barbacks, but how hard can that be? I mean, what's that, like an Excel spreadsheet and a request time off? We could probably handle that, right? Mm. That doesn't seem so bad.
The funniest thing
assist
about this
staff
is
staff and completing beverage
are
comp.
Are you saying
voids?
You're going to apply?
The funniest thing about this is
to see if I can get it.
What if you actually get the job?
I'll take the interview.
No. If they actually offer you the job,
are you just going to get the job? I'm not quitting this job for that.
No. I know that, but
according to their website, they'll pay me $70,000 to $80,000 a year. You know, to go be the bar manager at 1587.
Huh. Yeah. A lot of long days, long hours, probably.
Yeah, they do say you got to work some weekends and work some special events, you know. And my hours now are pretty good. Mm. Hours now are pretty good.
You should try.
It
looks like
game,
they have,
you know?
The restaurant said that they're going to have live music. Maybe you should try for that gig instead, Cody.
Live music? Mm. See if they'll, dude, they're trying to like keep people in the restaurant.
Supposed to be calming. You're supposed to be calming and soothing voice at the restaurant. Maybe not. I don't know.
From the 913, the odds of you getting that job are the same odds of Noah Gray being our leading receiver. Wow.
What's more likely, Cody gets an interview for the bar manager job at Mahomes and Kelsey's new restaurant, or Drew breaks 100 at Augusta?
I mean,
I think Cody gets the job interview.
Oh, yeah, 100%. The interview.
Interview, not the job.
The job are both long shots of long shots.
Yeah. I mean, probably. But I mean, I've done most of these things, I'll say. Not all of them, but like...
Well, sure. There's a high school player that says, I also have thrown a football before. It doesn't mean you can be a quarterback in the NFL.
But it was a nice restaurant I worked at. They said they only want 3 to 5 years of experience. I have more than that.
You're saying you're overqualified now.
I'm practically overqualified. Basic computer skills, I'm good there.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying that people at 1587 wouldn't want to hear
one.
I'm just imagining
it's a nice problem with the Super Bowl. That actually made my
nice fine dining experience, and you just hear Cody's voice from across the restaurant trying to have a calming evening.
I did this job at quiet restaurants. You just lower your voice in that
setting. Picturing that is actually hilarious.
It says they offer opportunities for growth and development, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Who knows what it can turn into?
So someone's upset with you. Why? Someone's upset with you. They said, so Cody wants to take an interview spot from someone who has worked their whole career working for this opportunity.
Okay, relax.
That's right.
You know what? They're right. How dare you?
That kind of stuff's going to make me apply. We're going to find out whether or not I get denied or not.
So if Drew is doing the golf thing, then you have to at least apply.
I agree 100%, wholeheartedly.
Have to at least apply? See if I can get the interview. I mean, I'll dress nice. You know how this works.
Do you want to hear speaking of music?
You got a beatbox for us, real quick? We got to go to break in like 30 seconds.
Somebody sent me it's an instrumental. You want to hear this?
All right, give us a little snippet of it.
You guys going to prove it?
I mean, just as good as the, if not better than the royalty free stuff we've been playing.
Let's give him a shout out. Who's the person?
Grain. And this is hashtag Bout That. And that's the name of the song.
Bout That.
Okay. That's not bad. That would work.
I mean, you've heard the other stuff we're bumping back in with these days.
Yeah, this way I get to support a local artist.
That's right. All right, up next, Rob Collins from Fox 4 going to join us for a fan club Friday. We'll talk more draft. We'll get his perspective on the golf, and we'll figure out what on earth Cody's chances are, according to Rob Collins, of getting a bar manager job at Mahomes' restaurant.